Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On the show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me, tells me when to hit record and upload and share it with you. Sometimes I share music with you that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. And the whole purpose of this show is to help you to improve your mental health resiliency muscles, if you will. Think of this as another tool in your tool belt. Take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully by the end, you have some simple, practical strategies that you can use in your life starting today. If you hear some sounds in the background, there's little birdies and whatnot. I'm walking in nature. It's a gorgeous morning. I was driving to my destination and I could sense that the Holy Spirit was going to give me a topic, but I never know when or if. I just am obedient. So as I was walking around, he whispered to me the topic, very poignant with what's going on in the world today. Father, what is the topic? Staying hopeful in war times. So the first thing that came to mind is war is not new. Our world has had many different battles in the last 100 or so years. There have been two, and now we're on the verge of the Third World War. But even before then, if we look in the Bible, and if those of you that worship Allah in the Quran, I'm certain there were battles in the Quran as well as other history books. All kinds of battles have been going on in the world. They can cause, obviously, death, tragedy, trauma. How does one persevere after experiencing, witnessing all of that death and destruction? How do you keep moving forward? I've never personally been in a wartime situation, but I do believe America is about to experience it firsthand. The last few years, we've had many illegal persons from all over get transported, financially paid to come into America illegally. And I do believe what our Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, says is true, that many of these people were from mental institutions. Many of these people were released from prisons. These are criminals that have entered our country. And so how do we stay resilient? How do we stay on guard and keep a positive, optimistic outlook? It's a good question. How do we stay hopeful in war times? Having a regular routine has helped me. I'm a survivor of childhood trauma, all kinds of abuse. I experienced the earliest memories 3 years old, and many of these people that are fighting around the world, the white hats, they are protecting and serving justice, I would say, to those that have harmed children in terrible ways. Harvested organs, sacrifice these children for adrenochrome, for the blood to stay looking younger. White hats white hats are protecting against the black hats that have been involved in these crimes all around the world. And I would say having a routine for yourself, self-care in the morning. A lot of people say journaling is a positive thing that can help relieve your stress. I'm a huge journaler. In seasons where I am dealing with a lot more stress from a variety of my life categories, I journal a lot more. And I encourage you, if you aren't journaling, to get yourself a journal and start writing. When we're first awakened in the morning, whether natural or through an alarm, our minds are in, our level of consciousness is in a different state. If you don't know who Les Brown is, I strongly encourage you to look him up and listen to some of his trainings on YouTube and whatnot. He's been public speaking and training and corporate businesses for many decades. He's really funny, and I do remember him speaking in one of his speeches on YouTube very specifically about the I think it was the alpha waves in your brain in the morning time. You are much more susceptible to absorbing information as truth. So if you plug in your news first thing in the morning, that's all negativity based, it's all fear based. Some of it, of course, is true, but a lot of it is like exaggerated since Obama got into office and changed a lot of the laws to allow for propaganda and to no longer require journalism to have three backed sources before releasing information. So he advised, and many leaders that I look up to don't advise you watch the news first thing in the morning. So what do you do instead? Well, journal, exercise, have some quiet time. If you are open to meditation, it is very beneficial. It can add, strengthen your gray matter in your brain, which can, a lot of the meditation studies and whatnot have shown that it can strengthen your, what is it called? It's like your emotional regulation. So let's say you're in an argument with someone and normally you would lash out and yell and scream and maybe even get physical. It enhances your ability to maintain control of your emotions, which is huge for those that struggle with anger issues. It can calm you. It can give you a sense of control within your body to control your emotional outbursts and whatnot. So meditation would be great. If you're into drawing or music and you have the space to practice your art, your creative outlet, even just 10 minutes can be a great way to start your morning. Eating a healthy breakfast with some complex carbohydrates, some healthy fats. There's a leader that I look up to. When I used to be in a direct sales company, she was one of the top income earners, and she still is. I no longer practice the business side of things, but a lot of those leaders I learned a ton from, and I respected her because she would always explain things scientifically about the products and encouraged us to do our own research and natural healing and whatnot. She had suffered a traumatic brain injury when she was, I think, 19 years old. She was in a vehicle and it had rolled multiple times, and it had caused her, I think, pituitary gland to be damaged, which caused an increase in her weight. She weighed like 300 or 400 pounds. She was a huge lady. And when she finally got to the root of the problem, she started taking care of the pituitary gland through a variety of changes to her diet, getting supplements that she was lacking and all kinds of things. And now she's, in the last 20 years or so, she's had a very healthy weight, and she recommends everybody eat an avocado in the morning. Like, put it on your toast, eat it plain. She said there are so many benefits to having avocado. So if you are a fan or you're not a fan, give it a go, try it out, you know, maybe sprinkle some salt on it, whatever. Mushrooms are great as well for helping add like vitamin D if you're lacking in that, and all kinds of things. Having a morning routine where you're taking care of you is going to be beneficial to keeping your hope strong in times of war. Now for musicians, what does it say in the scriptures where the musicians are in terms of the battle? You're actually, if you're a singer, you're in the front of the war. You are in the front of the line. You are so powerful if you are a musician. You have the power to sway leaders through your musical gifts. And in fact, the enemy was the musical leader of the heavens before he was banished to the earth. Did you know that? Music is very powerful. So what does he do now on the earth? He uses music to separate you, to keep you from the Father, to get children, to get teenagers singing lyrics, highly promiscuous lyrics, to sexualize children. It's sick, but that's what he does. He uses music to separate you from the Father. So if you start paying attention to what, if you have children, what your kids are listening to, be vigilant. I'm so glad my parents were very strict about that. I was a very rebellious preteen, called a tween. I think I was 11, maybe 12. And I wanted to be cool, like my friend down the street. She was a couple years older than me, and all the kids were listening to all kinds of, you know, hip-hop kind of stuff. And there was this company, I forget the name, but you could order 12 CDs for, or 6 CDs for a penny or something like that, but then you had to buy, you know, 6 at, you know, $50 each or something. It was a terrible deal. And I was a little postcard in the mail, and you mail it in. And so I'm ordering all the CDs that my friend had. I was like, yeah, I like that. I like that music. I like this. I like that. And thinking I was sneaky because I had my little personal player with my headphones. Like, oh yeah, I can listen to this, and Mom and Dad will never know. We had a conversation one day. Mom calls me downstairs, and she's got this little handwritten Excel spreadsheet table of all the songs and the curse words that were stated, and little check marks. How many times the F word, you know, the B word, all kinds of things were said. And she said, did you know that this is in the music that you bought? I said, well, some of it, yeah, but I didn't realize it was that bad. She said, how'd you pay for all these things? I was like, it was only a penny. So I had to mail back the CDs, and then they wouldn't let us mail it back, and it was a big old thing, and lost my allowance for a while. That's what the enemy does. He tries to, on purpose, cause division in families using all kinds of means. But music is a very powerful tool. It could be used for good, light, and it could be used for darkness, evil. So pay attention. Pay attention to what you are listening to, and if you have children or teenagers, pay attention to what they are listening to. A couple years ago, I was working out in my place and wanted to do some dancing and in my home and whatnot, and so I'm pulling up YouTube playlists, and I was like, oh, maybe there's some like kids bop music. So I pulled up some kids bop, and these songs that they approved for children to listen to, I was like, what? They're encouraging sex and all kinds of things. I was like, wow. In my young years, I didn't think it was a big deal. And in fact, I remember my mom telling me, you got to be careful what you watch and what you listen to. And I was like, Mom, it doesn't bother me. It might bother other people, but it doesn't bother me now. If you got a child like how I was with my mom, don't listen to them. Keep your strict rules and guard their minds. But also back it up with scriptures too, depending on what your faith system is. I don't know too much about the Muslim faith and the Quran or the Buddhist faith. I know bits and pieces from friends growing up or teachers growing up educating us, especially around 9/11. We had a Caucasian woman. She was great, Mrs. Hamad. She converted to the Muslim faith, and she educated us on the tenets, and she allowed for an entire day for us to ask questions, to be educated. She wanted to make sure that we had our questions answered and that we were all comfortable, you know, respecting each other's faith systems and whatnot. So I respected that a lot. And we came to the conclusion that there are extremists in all religions, including my own. And I don't identify with a religion per se. I identify with having a love, a passion for the Creator, and choosing to be a loving, kind human being as best I can on a day-to-day basis. Some days I'm more loving and kind than others. I would say religion is more rules-based. And understanding your faith or choosing to have a lack of faith or whatnot, that's totally up to you. But I will say that having scriptures that I identify with and having a space to read them in the morning time, having that morning routine with the book that I align myself with helps to protect my mind and keep me hopeful in war times. And many people around the world, approximately 2 billion people identify as a Christian or a Catholic. And I think about the same 2 billion or so identify as a Muslim. I'm not sure for the other religions. I had looked it up at one point. How do you stay hopeful in war times? Our social connections are our strongest predictor of our happiness or our depression. If we are hanging around depressed people, or we are isolating ourselves and not hanging around anyone. Choosing to surround yourself with people that are kind, that are loving, that are warriors, that can teach you how to be strong, how to be tactical, right? That can help strengthen your resiliency muscles, strengthen your hope in war times. I had started writing a song a few years ago, and approximately 2016, It was an affirmation song called I Am. And affirming all of the things that the Father has called me to be. And unfortunately, I experienced major cyber attacks of the deep state Illuminati cult. They had attacked my technologies and threatened people to erase my tech, erase my music and whatnot. And so I lost the song, but some point last year, the Father reminded me of my music. It was the neatest thing. And he gave me chord structure for it. It was so cool. And then he said, we're going to be singing it. The whole world is going to be singing this at Pastor Joel Osteen's church in every language on the planet. The song has a total of 19 different languages represented, but there's also an opportunity for the audience to sing in their own native tongue. The song is called I Am His Child. And I thought we were going to sing it last December, but I believe we're going to sing it this December. And we're going to save a couple seats for our commander-in-chief and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Donald Trump. I have no doubt it will happen, because the Father doesn't give me gifts to leave null and void. He called me in 2018 to be the global mental health ambassador. They created a position for me worldwide because the Father assigned it to me. Every major nation, I found out in 2020, is adding mental health ambassador positions. I recommended that 3 mental health ambassadors per nation be added, 1 for medical, 1 for psychology, and 1 for recreation. The Father assigned me as the person to be in charge of all things mental health to share with the world. And I am blessed that I will also, along with my husband, who shares every title with me, be the chief spiritual officer of America, first time, first in history. So it's very poignant that we would be sharing this song at one of the biggest churches, if not the biggest church platform in the world, with one of the biggest social media followings. A lot of people say a lot of bad things about Pastor Joel Osteen, but I do believe that the Father uses all people, all things. And even if Joel made a mistake or two in his life, which we all have, nobody's perfect, he's going to use his platform to remind everyone that Jesus is King of the world. The Creator of the universe is in charge of all things. And in war times, we have nothing to fear. If you look in the Old Testament, an angel of the Lord, while the soldiers were asleep in the middle of the night, slayed over 100,000 men that were worshiping false idols, that were trying to get the people to sacrifice children, all kinds of evil things that were not the plans of the Father. Even though the soldiers that were fighting on the Lord's side, it was a smaller number of men, the angel of the Lord stood and fought for them while they were sleeping. I serve a good, good Father. We serve a good, good Father. What keeps me hopeful in war times is when I worship Him early in the morning and throughout my day, communicating with Him throughout my day. A few years ago, I was dating an officer in the military, and he had made fun of me for talking to myself. He said, "You talk to yourself a lot." I said, "I don't talk to myself." I said, "I talk to the Father." I said, "Do you believe in God?" He said, "Of course I do." And then I said something out loud, and it freaked him out. I said, "This is coming to me. Does that mean anything for you?" And he's like, "That's what I was thinking." That word he was thinking in his mind. I said, "I worship the Lord above all lords. He reveals things to me because I stay close to Him. I choose love, and He's blessed me with prophecies and all kinds of supernatural wonders." He was freaked out, as he should be. Anyone that tries to make fun of a child of the Most High King, whoo, better watch out. That person I had dated was struggling because they were about to go overseas. They had purposefully made fun of me, but then I was able to bring them peace. They freaked out a little bit, but I said, "I get these downloads from the Holy Spirit. He reveals things to me. I never know when He's going to reveal something to me, but it's always good. Maybe are you stressed? Are you worried about going overseas?" And he opened up about his PTSD to me. He opened up about struggling with going overseas again because he had some major PTSD. So I was able to give him a little bit of peace sent from the Holy Spirit through me. I am the Father's vessel. If He chooses to reveal things to me and tells me to say something to someone or to write a song, I'm obedient. Mark my words, December 7th, 2024, we will be at Pastor Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas. I will share my testimony, and it will be live stream across the whole world for everyone to listen to. Mark my words. Our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, will be in the front row with his wife, Melania. Mark my words. My husband will be reunited to me. It's been 2 years, over 2 years, I've had to live without my husband with zero communications. My husband was assigned as my security detail from the security team that protects Biden. My husband protects our commander-in-chief, Trump. They sent me on purpose to him, pretending like I was in need by hacking into my accounts, the deep state, a part of Biden's security team, tried their best to just listen in on our conversations and see if they could find out any information on Trump through his team. But my hero of 2020 never said who he worked for. Still to this day, he's never told me who he worked for. And I married him in 2022 after launching Erin Nicole Ministries the year prior and doing free concerts all year long, saying thank you to the team for protecting me. I know his team, his leadership was like, "You need to marry her, get her in this organization, protect her. We need to make sure she's taken care of." I know it. and 19 days after our marriage, my nonprofit business partner, a black female warrant officer of the military that I had been friends with for 7 years, they threatened her active duty status if she didn't keep me on the phone long enough and ask questions about my husband, and she would have been kicked out of the military, dishonorably discharged. They've already killed her mother, who was one of my clients that I rehabilitated from bedridden depression. We have been in World War III. After 19 days of marriage, I had to move out of my husband's home. It wasn't our home. He had lived there prior to. I asked him if we could get a home together. But I believe he knew something was going to happen. So he had to kick me out to protect me and keep me alive and protect his assignment, our Commander-in-Chief Trump. They tried their best to defame our character, his character, through my friends and business partnerships. Very communist leadership we've had over the last 4 years. I've reported crime after crime after crime. Jason Johnson, you will be found guilty of treason. But I also believe you deserve mercy because you sent me to the best man that could keep me alive when you were offered payment to have me killed from Lorianne Sayer. So I believe you deserve mercy even though you made a lot of mistakes. I'm willing to forgive you in that private room very soon. With all of the top leaders. My husband, my mother, my brother. And you will be paying full restitution. You're very late on that meeting. That meeting was supposed to take place in October of 2023. Every hour on the hour, you are late. $1 million will be added to the pool. Paid directly to the January 6 victims and their families and my husband and I. Tax-free. Any of these victims that lost their lives while in prison illegally without any due process, their families will receive $10 million tax-free every hour on the hour. You get this meeting set up very soon, Jason. I know your team listens in on my devices. So you pass the word on. I get my husband back. My husband asked to retire. Not only was he denied his retirement, you denied our religious freedom. Deuteronomy 24:5 states that a newly married man is not to be sent to war. His first year's assignment is to keep his wife happy. After 19 days of marriage, I had to move out, forced into homelessness multiple times. You will fix this. Full restitution for my family and all of the January 6 families. I can't wait. I can't wait for that meeting to take place, Jason. Thank you to you and your team for getting it handled. And the 107 high-ranking officers of the military that committed treason in trying to find my husband's and my location. Thank you to all of you that have written those apology letters and mailed them to my husband's address. We will be reading all of those letters on our way to the meeting. My husband, before we got married, he had a prophecy in 2020 in our safe house where we met that he and I would be in a dark SUV. We would be driven under tunnels to this meeting. It will be done. How do you remain hopeful in war times? You keep the enemy guessing. If you don't have a personal relationship with the creator of the universe and you desire to have that connection, it's free. Nobody can sell it to you. You can't earn it through good works or deeds. Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. Father, I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Never leave my side, Father. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. Any ask, Father? Okay, this is a message directly to Tony Robbins. So anyone that's listening, pass this message on to him and his team. The Father has asked you to completely waive the rest of the fees for the publishing of my autobiography, Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love. Completely waive the rest of the fees and let's get this published ASAP. Thank you, Tony. Thank you in advance. Reach out to Chris if you have any questions. I know that he worked at Tom Hanks' home and I witnessed crimes against humanity. I've protected him and your family. So thank you for looking out for mine. 100% of the royalties for life of this book will be donated to the Hope Foundation, which is an organization my husband and I will be launching officially once he's returned to me, for veterans, first responders, and their families. Anyone can apply that is a veteran. Anyone can apply that is a first responder or a family member. If you have medical need that's not covered through insurance, or you want to take your spouse on a vacation but you don't have the money, you will be able to apply to use these funds. We will keep this organization for as long as money is coming through the book sales. All of the money will go towards you for everything you've done for me, my family, and America. Thank you. Love you guys. Anything else, Father? You can say, look up Jeremiah 19, verse 11 through the end. Okay. Look it up. Anything else? He said, sing it pretty. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.